President Biden puts his foot down. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. He says that the Israeli military launches a full-scale military assault in Rafah in southern Gaza, he will withhold more shipments of large American bombs and artillery shells that he says could kill civilians in urban neighborhoods. The decision's criticized by some Republicans in Congress and politicians there.
Hamas heart Biden, a pithy post on the social media platform X from Israel's far-right national security minister, Itamar Ben-Gavir, responding to President Biden's warning that weapons supplies will be partly stopped if there's a full-scale assault on Rafah in southern Gaza. That's something Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu believes is essential to completely defeat Hamas. Israel's UN ambassador says if President Biden goes through with his threat, it'll have a big impact on the war. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have sought refuge in Rafah. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Stormy Daniels expected back on the stand for a second day of testimony at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. The former adult film star was paid to keep quiet about a one-night stand he says never happened a few months after his wife Melania had their son Barron. And now Barron is making his official political debut.
The 18-year-old was selected to serve as a Florida delegate to the Republican National Convention that takes place in Wisconsin this summer. Barron Trump is graduating from high school next week. He will join other Trump family members already in the Florida delegation, including Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, and Trump's youngest daughter, Tiffany. They'll all be gathering at the convention in Milwaukee from July 15th through July 18th. It's where former President Donald Trump is expected to be officially nominated as the 2024 GOP presidential candidate. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
There's a tornado watch in Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. At least four people have died in storms since Monday. More than a quarter million homes and businesses are without power. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Boeing 737 skids off the runway at the airport in Dakar, Senegal. At least 10 people reported to be hurt are taken to a hospital. The other 69, including crew, are taken to a hotel. 2023, a record-breaking year for renewable energy sources.
30% of global electricity last year was generated from renewable energy, according to a report released by the London think tank Ember. As the number of solar and wind farms continues to grow, the group says solar made up the biggest share of new clean energy last year, with more than twice as much solar power added as coal power. Ember says China added more renewable energy than any other country last year, but it also says China was also responsible for 55% of coal generation globally, and 60% of China's electricity came from coal. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
A former MGM casino executive is sentenced in a bookmaking money laundering case.
A U.S. district judge sentencing Scott Sabella to a year of probation and a fine of $9,500. The 61-year-old who was president of the MGM Grand Casino in Las Vegas from August of 2017 to February of 2019 pleaded guilty to violating federal anti-money laundering rules, admitting to knowing that a visitor of the casino was running an illegal bookmaking business. The judge noting he took responsibility for his actions and cooperated with law enforcement. The sentencing comes a little over a week after the Nevada Gaming Control Board filed a complaint against Sabella with the state's gaming commission, which could lead to hefty fines and his state gambling license being revoked or suspended. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Playoff basketball, the Knicks win 130-121 to take a 2-0 series lead over the Pacers in their NBA Eastern Conference Series semifinal. Hockey, the Panthers beat the Bruins 6-1, tying their round two series a game apiece. There was a multiplayer brawl, and 136 penalty minutes handed out in the third period alone there. The Canucks beat the Oilers 5-4 in game one of their series. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.